raced in Manchester.
Well, I've been here once before. It was in 2008 with the World Championships, and then I already thought found it amazing. The British crowd is just love track cycling, and in Holland it's cycling, it's a big sport, but not track cycling. So when I came here, I was really amazed that they all also were yelling for me as a Dutchie. And well, now again, I feel I've been here since Tuesday, and all these 5 days by now, people are so enthusiastic about my racing this year, about cycling, about women's cycling in general. So that's pretty cool to.
So you've been doing something with the UCI, haven't you? Is that right?
Yeah, I'm in the Athletes Commission, and we try to develop cycling and to get some progress in it. And, you know, we are having hard times, and we have to face their problems, and we have to see that the generation now is also cycling, and we are the future.
Yes.
We have to see that, and we have to make that clear and make some more transparent and to open all the world up, that it's not the small cycling world, but we
make it more accessible to everybody.
That it's more transparent, and I hope to get the trust back in our sport, because that's having trouble, and that's a shame, because it's such a beautiful sport.
Thank you very much for your time. You're amazing. Everybody that we've spoken to thinks you are absolutely unbelievable. You're just a class athlete. We
went almost to one side last weekend, and we were putting you up, right?
Yeah. Well, it was too early for me in the season. I was doing Kita, and it was, of course, it was great to battle with Helen, but I also thought, okay, yeah, I need some more training, because the last lap I was blown up, but it was cool. It was cool to be in racing again, and now here, my second race since Road Worlds. And it's good to be back in the normal rhythm a bit.
Yes, well, good luck for the rest of it, and thanks so much for your time.